Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And as it has always been the case, this is Business and Economic Segment. We are giving you updates and critical conversation, particularly what's happening within Namibia and also outside Namibia. We give you content on global affairs, trade relations, international rankings, and also everything that is related to bread and butter issue. And when it's coming to Business and Economic Segment, this is a platform that we look at what is currently happening and also what are some of the conversation that need critical assessment, what are some of the conversation that need to be brought about, and with the only fundamental aim is to make sure that we upgrade the views, we come up with innovative thinking, innovative ways of approaching issues, and how to tactically approach issues which can assist us Namibians and also our trading partners to commonly work together, and indeed to look at what are some of the new ventures and development to make sure that we improve the lives of Namibians, and we find various ways on how to address issues. And for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is not one directed conversation. It's a conversation which is accommodative. That's why we are always, very happy, particularly when you are meeting you around, giving comment about the conversation that we bring about. And also, we also appreciate your liking and sharing of our page, and continue listening to this program. And before we go deep into the conversation, we are always giving context and content, particularly when it's coming to where we are standing as a country. Namibia is standing at a very critical juncture, particularly when there are new development in the world. Talk about trade war, tariffs. We talk about global realignment in terms of economic blocks. We talk about issues of war and trade. We talk about issues of change in terms of price and demand of various minerals. We talk about issues of unemployment. We talk about issues of advancement in terms of technology. And it's always very important, particularly when as Namibians we get engaged into national issues, not only issues that we are benefiting from, but issues which are are letting us to be patriotic enough to think about what can we do for our country, what can we do for Namibia, what can I contribute as an ordinary citizen, what can I contribute as a policymaker, what can I contribute as an investor, and what can I contribute as a professional, particularly academics, as a researcher, and indeed how can I improve the lives of Namibians. Although situations on the ground look unconducive, there are always opportunities, new ventures, and when we are in trouble, particularly when you are faced by highest economic inequality in the world, second to South Africa, to say.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
In the world, second to South Africa, to say. It doesn't mean that we are going to be like that when we are faced by drought. We Namibians, and we have been faced with a lot of challenges through repression and all those things. We passed through COVID, we passed through drought, but that does not mean that that is the only problems that we are facing. It means that we need to face our problems face to face. However, we also need to look ahead at the end of the horizon to say, what can we do? What are some of, how can we strategically position ourselves as citizens, as business people, as public sector, as investors, as NGOs, to make sure that the life should not continue as it has been? It has been for a very long time, we have been analyzing, and we have also been looking at the relationship between plan and progress, and we have seen such a bit of a gap. However, we have also seen the new administration with new programs and with new industrial leaders and a new development in particular in terms of the economy. So we are indicating to you that, you know, before we go to the main conversation, we are indicating to you, that these are the conversation that, you know, we should see what we do now, what we discuss now, what we unpack should impact the lives of people on the ground and should also be able also to be used not to repeat the same mistakes that we have been doing. And we can't continue blaming each other, but we must advise each other honestly, and we must not sugarcoat particularly things which need to be addressed for us to move forward, because institutional development and national development cannot be done by only one sector, cannot be done by only public sector or private sector, but it's a corrective issue. So that's why we are indicating to you that this is your platform, and we are always very happy when you are listening, and we are always very happy when you don't miss this program, that at least you get one or two things, and you can have your own view, and also different ways of how to approach economic matters and development matters. Because we are saying, you know, as long as the life of Namibians on the ground are not conducive, as long as human development on the ground is not rich, we still have to continue with those conversations, because when you talk about development, we don't only talk about, it's the development of, you know, there's railways here, there's a lot of new buildings, new schools, new road networks, new electrification, and the person on the ground could not even afford to buy a fat cake or a fish. So we are indicating to you that the total development of human beings in Namibia and in the world should be the development in terms of all the sectors, infrastructure development, development in terms of economy, GDP growth, and indeed the human development, where I have the basic needs. I have food, shelter, I have water, I have security, I have investment, and I'm very happy about the future, because development can go until the happiness of an individual, happy to be, in Namibia, and happy to participate in economic activities due to the favorable environment. Because, you know, you cannot be happy if you are not having the basic needs, if you do not have, optimism about the future, if you are always angry. That's why we also touch on rankings in terms of happiness report, which it looks like just a thing of saying, but happiness report is based on human satisfaction in terms of living, in terms of enjoying life, and also in terms of being optimistic about the future. So that's why we bring about these conversations. We bring about these conversations, and how can we improve the human development in Namibia? And yeah, before we go to the main conversation, for today, as we are always doing, we are looking at how can you get connected to us? How can you get connected to us, and how can you keep on following, how can you keep on following Eagle FM Namibia, especially when it's coming to getting up to the updates about developmental issues. So follow Eagle FM Namibia at all our social media platform. Follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn, because when you follow us, those who are following you will also be fortunate enough to make sure that they follow us, then they get economic insight, economic intelligence, and they'll be able to be good citizens who can make practical, reasonable, and long-term strategic economic content-based decisions which can not only impact the business that they do or the profession where they are, however, it's going to impact the Namibian people on the ground and also our trading partners. So follow Eagle FM Namibia at our social media platform, and also make sure that you get the luxury of engaging with the Villager newspaper. That is our e-paper, which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you get, when you get the luxury of engaging with our the Villager newspaper, if you are a researcher, you are a student of governance, politics, international relations, and economic related subjects, even science, anything which is practically allow you to be an actor in economic development, make sure that you read the Villager newspaper, because that is the only way. That is the only way that you can be able to get insight. Then you can expand. You can expand your research. You can expand your thinking. You can expand your view. And with information, you will not go wrong. With information, you understand where to go, where not to go, what is a dangerous investment, what is an opportunity to invest, and how can you maximize your profit, and how can you use it wisely for the benefit of the people on the ground. Apart from that, by following the Villager newspaper, you can also download the Villager newspaper every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can also subscribe to the Villager newspaper. And what is very interesting is also that with the coverage of the Villager newspaper and the content that we cover, and also amount of followers that we have, it will make a good opportunity for you to advertise with us, either through our radio or to advertise with us through the Villager newspaper by just talking to a marketing team. Then your life will be more easier, because we are always indicating to you that money spent on advertisement is money yet to come. Money spent on advertisement is more money yet to come, particularly when you advertise with us, our economic paper. That is where a lot of industrial leaders get access to, and you can also get clients across the board, not only in Namibia, because the digital version can go cut across even outside. Then you make it easier for you to operate in that business environment. Apart from that, there are also those who are asking about the frequency. We are always indicating to you that in terms of the world of digitalization and advancement, we have Eagle FM app. Get access to Eagle FM app. Take your phone, go to Play Store, go to App Store, get access to the Eagle FM app. When you download that app, you will be able to listen to the programs which are on air. And indeed, you can also be able to listen to the previous programs by accessing podcasts. So when you have Eagle FM app in your phone, your life is more easier. You don't need the, Stonebox radio. You can just use your phone and your life is more easier. You can listen to the current ongoing programs and also the previous program. On top of that, it's also very crucial. It's also very crucial to make sure that you get the luxury of accessing our Imba app. When you access the Imba app is a smart way and a digital version of accessing the hymn book. The digital version of accessing the hymn book. That is, of course, the Ehangano in Oshiwambo, Omaimburiro in Shierero. We have Afrikaans hymn book, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So, in a situation that you are attending a wedding, you are attending a church congregation, you are attending a graduation event, you are attending a send-off retirement party, and you are required to give blessings, and also indeed to make sure that you communicate through a hymn book, just download Imba app. You can be a pastor who forgot the hymn book at home. You don't need to scratch your head to get confused. Be in order, because we got you in the world of advancement of technology. By the tip of your finger, you can be able to access, Imba app, and your life is made more easier. And yeah, dear listeners, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment. This is your conversational economic development program that is running from 1800 hours every day until 1900 hours. And this is where we discuss what is happening in the country outside, and what does it mean to Namibians. And yeah, starting from starting from Saturday, there is preparation of head of state's summit in Antananarivo in Madagascar, and on deliberation regarding SADC issues, development, economic affairs, security, and all the things which are concerning SADC, particularly with the head of state. The meeting of senior officials have already started drafting of the agenda, and indeed meeting of councils of foreign ministers, where the foreign minister of Madagascar got the chair, and those are some of the developments that we need to look at. And just recently, there's a press statement here from the Ministry of International Relations and Trade. This is a foreign affairs. It's a press statement which is it's condemning. It's condemning the plan of Israel, to take control of Gaza City. And for those of you who follow international news and the international development, you can also be able to see and also understand that the conflict between Israel and Palestine, particularly those who are in Gaza Strip, has been for a very long time. And there have been a lot of development which is happening there. However, the cabinet of the Israel Security Cabinet has planned to take control of Gaza Strip. However, Namibia is one of those countries which standing for peace negotiations and security, and also sovereignty of country, as explained in our International Relations Act of our constitution, indicating the Act of Foreign Affairs, that is Act 96, which speak to sovereignty of country and solving of issues through negotiation and peaceful negotiation and the respecting of international law. So that is one of the development, and it's always very crucial to look what is happening outside and also how does it affect you inside. Continue to be on the side of Palestinian, particularly those who are in Gaza Strip, as with most of the rest of the world. And those are some of the developments. So what do we have on the table for today? You know, there is a lot of happenings around Namibia economic activities. However, it's always very important to get context and also content on what is happening. There's an ongoing event on oil and gas, conference, where, thousands of delegates, attending at the Make Your Hotel. And it's one of the biggest conference discuss, issues of local content. How can Namibians, get involved in oil and gas? And also, how can investors and also locals work together in partnership to form a strategic alliance in order to make sure that, the realizations of Namibian oil benefit the Namibian people and also those who are taking part, and also to have a fair share in our mineral resources. So, because if you look at the African governance report.
Heineken's iconic balanced taste that gives you that refreshing first only made possible by Heineken's 5-star credentials. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Namibians, ShopRite is turning 35. For 3.5 decades, you have trusted us for quality products and unbeatable prices. And we thank you. Celebrate with big birthday specials on everything, such as 2 kilograms real good frozen mixed chicken portions, $89.99, 2 kilos nice rice, $39.99. You don't want to miss out. ShopRite, 35 years of value you can trust. Always.
The African Governance Report of 2020, 2025 by African Peer Review Mechanism. It's a fresh document by African Peer Review Mechanism, particularly when it's coming to management of natural resources. There are good recommendations there to say not Namibia, but African countries must take control and care of their natural resources. They must renegotiate the agreements, particularly those which are formed during colonialism. They must be fair and, equal, shares of dividends, particularly between government, private sector, and also external investors when it's coming to, when it's coming to natural resources such as minerals, marine resources, and all the natural resources. And those are some of the development. However, today, at the oil and gas conference, there's something very interesting which happened particularly when senior government officials in oil and gas industry and investment, they took a position and they gave their pronunciation. Especially one of the very interesting thing, and that will be the center of our discussion today, is the speech by the CEO of Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board. That is Meme Nangula Wanja. Gave a very strong speech, particularly in front of international delegates and investors, business people, and also leaders. Gave a very strong statement to say it is very crucial and it's very important that Namibia discover oil and gas. And beforehand, she gave one of the very crucial, up-to-date reports about where are we as Namibia in terms of the world, in terms of foreign direct investment, particularly when it's coming to Greenfield Index of 2025. She first referenced the Foreign Direct Investment Intelligence Report of Greenfield IDEX of 2025, which stated that, Namibia moved up 10 places from the previous year and outperforming its due portion of FDI project by almost, 8 times. And she further went deep into the report to indicate that this is indicating that Namibia is standing a very good chance, particularly when it's leading in terms of foreign direct investment, particularly in the Gulf, when it's come to Greenfield IDEX. For those of you who want credit on Gulf Greenfield IDEX, those are investment on green energy and also investment of utilization of green energy and also utilization of natural resources, particularly when it's coming to the current dispensation. And the report further indicated that it's a report of foreign direct investment. It's not a Namibian report. Further indicated that although Namibia stand a very good chance of making revenue, Namibia continue to suffer with a population of 3 million. With a population of 3 million, Namibia continued to have highest economic inequality in the world. Highest economic inequality in the world, being the second, following South Africa. And she gave a very strong emphasis to say, guys, it's Meme Wanja telling international investors and all the delegates, guys, let us consider Namibians who are going to bed hungry. Let us consider Namibians who are going to bed hungry. And when we are having these conversations, when somebody from United Arab Emirates having a conversation with a Namibian business to have partnership, it's not only for the sake of partnership, but also to think about, what an ordinary Namibian is going through. Because, in terms of investment we are leading. In terms of investment we are leading. And if I have to take you, if I have to take you to the FDI Performance Index report, it stated that Namibia ranks first in Africa and second overall. That means in the world, in terms of foreign direct investment, particularly in the area of green, green field. Now, being rich in terms of natural resources is one thing, and being able to equally share and distribute the natural resources is one thing. That is where the point of departure should be, particularly when it's coming to the conversations, when it's coming to the conversation regarding natural resources and also regarding the utilization of foreign direct investment. And interestingly, being a Namibian is not the only ticket to make sure that you can benefit from oil and gas. That is not the other thing. And the point of argument should be, what can we do? What can we do to make sure that we participate in oil and gas, particularly the young people? Not only as assistants, but what can we do? Starting with the law, starting with the framework, and it's also, starting with our understanding of the operations and the value chain of oil and gas. Now, what is very interesting today is that, the Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister of Industry and Mines and Energy, Tatenda Tangwe Thete, also gave a strong statement to say, guys, foreign investors, business people, technical experts who are here at this conference, I'm indicating to you that the conference is more than 1,000 delegates, which means that it's hosted in more than one conference hall. Indicated that, no, guys, welcome to Namibia, but you must partner with us at our own terms. That is the point. You must partner with us at our own points. The question you are asking yourself is that, is it a political statement or it means what it is? It's a political statement, it means what it is. And as I have asked yesterday, what is the differentiation factor between the previous administration and the current administration? Let's go back and reflect. We can go back and reflect to say, no, the first 100 days of our late King Cop was this one. The pronunciation were here. The prediction were here. The plans were here. The political communication was here. Is it a political communication or it means what it is? That is number one. And the other thing that also need quoting is that he also said, we have seen what happened around the world. We have seen what happened around the world, particularly in countries which are very rich in natural resources. Which became victims of their own natural resources, which continue to be poor, although they are rich in natural resources. We have seen that. Look at the rankings of countries which are rich in natural resources. Look at that. Look at countries which are rich in natural resources. How are they? How is their leadership? How many? Look at DRC, for example. Look at DRC. Look at Iraq. Look at a lot of countries, a lot of country. What happened to them? In this regard, what did they do wrong? What lesson can we learn from them? Look at Libya. Is Libya a standing country or is a failed state now? What happened to that? So he cautioned to say, we must learn from those countries. We must learn from those countries. And We must work together, but investors and local Namibians to benefit Namibian people. And the other thing also that he mentioned is that, look, in terms of our own leaders, let us work with integrity. Let us not corrupt. Let us work with integrity. And also, let us not focus on oil money, which can vanish within a decade. In this statement, in my own understanding, it means that you can get bribes about deals and all those things. It can vanish in 10 years, in one decade. But national building is at the center of, will last forever. And history will judge us. Now, it's very, very important, it's very crucial to have political commitment and political pronunciation. Then the question that we are asking ourselves, how can this be turned into practical application? And I hope everybody would be able to get clarity of information. Where is Namibia standing in terms of this oil industry? Where are the investors standing? Because investors also have a position. Because I indicated earlier to say, as an investor, it's a risky business. An investment is a risky business. And when you listen to our investors particularly, you look at Shell, you look at various companies around the world, I'm always indicating to you to say they are very sweet and approachable, accommodative when it's coming to business presentation. But go to them in the boardroom. How is the discussion? And what is our laws saying about, beneficiation in mineral resources? And who is putting a chunk of money in those industrialization and also extraction? Because what you need to understand is that the exploration of oil and gas did not start yesterday. It started in the 1970s. People started in 1970 to say which part have oil, which part has oil, until 2023, where they say no. There is viability in terms of the content of oil and gas here. That's why you see now we are moving up in the world. Namibia is moving up, but there's a lot of money coming into Namibia. Go and look at the statistics. There is a lot of money coming into Namibia. Now, the question is that, how can me and you benefit from this? Because if you look at the Foreign Direct Investment Intelligence Report on Namibia, it says that Namibia become one of the leading countries in terms of foreign direct investment, particularly when it's coming to the Greenfield IDEX report of 2025. And bypassing countries, we move 10 places. Up compared to the previous year. What does it say? It means that we are a strategic, country, and we are, there are only two things that would happen. We are either going to become an industrial leader, a global leader, a regional leader, or a strategic hub in terms of oil and gas, and interestingly, in terms of green hydrogen. But what is standing between us and achieving our goal? That is action. What is standing between Namibia and achieving its goal? That is action. Clear policies. Clear policies and framework. Because I also got an opportunity to listen to speeches of investors. They are indicating to you.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original or Vintook Lemon. Let's cheers to connecting. To moments shared and good vibes. Anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Speech of investors. They are indicating to you, because they are saying, no, we have records of working in other part of Africa. This is one of the companies, McDonough. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it very well. McDonough, it's one of the the company is there, which, you know, specialize in ale and gas. And they have a record of working around the world. And they indicated that they are open for business. They are open for business. They are willing to help and connect. The question is that, how are we Namibians in the negotiation table? How are we in terms of our laws? Do we keep our words, or we just say for the sake of saying? Because reports on foreign direct investment, reports on Namibia becoming number one in Africa in terms of investment, it means little to nothing to an ordinary Namibian if the environment is not so conducive enough to make sure that Namibians can also be able to benefit. Because one of the things that you need to understand, is that there's money in investment, money in exploration, extraction, money that will be used to realize, you know, production of oil. And you also need to look at other factors. Other factors, because one of the presenters said, no, let us prevent this thing of also Dutch disease. Dutch disease in economy is abandoning other sector based on the new investment or on the new discovery of, just an economic generating source. So the question that we need to ask ourselves is to say, why we are doing very well in terms of, getting global praise, but we are still stuck where we have been. How is the progress of an ordinary Namibian? And when you compare this, what's happening around, and I think our government is awake, but I also want to see progress in terms of legal framework, particularly when it's coming to the government in terms of legal frameworks on how to deal with oil and gas, because it's a new venture. This never happened. Those who are leading are foreign companies, which is good because they have skills, but in terms of our legal frameworks, are we having our house in order? Are we having our houses in order? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. Because if you listen to the speech of the president, which was delivered by Meme Koroneri Ashirunga, now she stated to say, government is still continue monitoring the situation. Pricing of oil and gas under the presidency, like, you know, a lot of you have been saying, Ogatura Mwadhikwa. The president clarified through his speech, which was delivered by Meme Koroneri, to say the reason of Namibia doing that is to keep an eye on the activities and development in oil and gas, and also for accountability. And in this case, I think, the president made a very important statement to say, is for accountability, because Namibians, we are not just naive. We are not naive because, you know, when you look at what happened to other countries, we don't want to be the victims of our own resources. That's why that is a point of departure that we need to look at. But, you know, let us stop this conversation. We can continue to talk, we can continue to read reports, we can continue to give you information, we can continue to praise ourselves, we can continue to criticize. But the important question, what is the way forward? What is the way forward? What can we do to move forward? What is the report? What is the foreign direct investment intelligence report on Namibia means to an ordinary Namibian person? And one of the things which I'm also agreeing with is information dissemination. Understanding of green energy, understanding of oil and gas, it requires a critical research, And it requires also me to make more research about it. And also you to understand it, to say, what can I do? Can I only be part of oil and gas when I study chemical engineering, when I study engineering, when I'm artisan, when I have a master's degree in mineral law, or when I have I specialize in contractual law, or international trade law, or investment? Or can anybody be able to participate in that sector? And how can Namibians participate in that sector? It's a very critical issue that we need to look at. Because otherwise we will continue to have a conversation. We will continue to talk. We go home, we sleep with our empty stomach. Then life will go on. But it cannot be correct. Life cannot just continue to go on. Because as Namibians, as researchers, as business people, as SME developers, as policy makers, the directive of the president is very clear. But do we understand where to go and how to go there? Because what I'm seeing, as a trained political analyst, what I'm seeing is coordination. There's a bit of no coordination, no really good coordination. There's a willing and the vision is there. But coordination between institutions, the legal framework. I was listening to the Petroleum Commission of Namibia, but I'm getting a picture that there's a little bit of some of the areas which need to be ironed, particularly when it's coming to coordination, when it's coming to the legal framework, when it's coming to the act or laws regarding local content. Because when we deal with that legal framework, is the only way that, we are going to fully participate as ordinary Namibian and also investor will understand us. Because remember, an investor is not just an ordinary person. Or a bigger company like Shell is not just an ordinary company. These are the companies which have experience. They have experience in dealing with critical governments. And if these things are not handled very well, it's not going to be good. Yeah, because if you don't have a legal framework which is stating very clear to say, this is what you need to do about portions, and this is what can you gain in terms of dividends, I don't think there will be a point of debate if you find yourself at 10% or even 5%. I remember during the time of our late president, Dr. Ginkop, it was a very interesting conversation that was handled, that took place at State House and in front of the media. I think it's Mr. Kanjos who was talking to say, this thing of exploration, we don't have machines. And he was giving a reasonable point to say, why people are complaining about 15% and all these things? Because it was like, if you miss this opportunity, if we miss this opportunity, we will not get it anyway. But are we going there because we are rushing, or are we going there because this oil is going to be for the beneficiation of the future of Namibians? Ask yourself this question. How many of us Namibians are willing to invest in something that's going to benefit our grandkids? How many of us? I doubt if you are more than 20%. Because in most cases, there's a phrase to say, it's very difficult for a black person to grow a tree that he is not going to take shelter into. That is now where the concept of long-term thinking is. Because if you talk about 1970s, exploring where the oil and all those things, and talk about 2023, then talk about there's another 20 years. But in that process, business has already started. People have already started benefiting. Because we are still going to build structures. We are still going to build structure. We are still going to train people. But in this regard, what can we do at this point in time to make sure that Namibia is not only good when it's coming to reports, but it's also a very good example when it's coming to the practicality of things, especially when it's coming to the beneficiation of natural resources. Now, in terms of the legal framework, I got into the conversation with one legal person whose name is not going to be mentioned, because the things of legal affairs, you need a lot of approval. But that lawyer specializes in contract law and also mineral law. Then indicating to say, you know, when I'm discussing issues and when I'm assisting a client, this thing of you want how many percentage? Where are they in the act? I have to look at agreements that Namibia has with those countries where investors are coming from, because there's an element of what we call international law, international agreement and conventions, and what country signs to work together into. And it's a thing of a give and take. But if you don't have what is governing you at a higher level, on an international level, what agreement you put, what economic agreement you put with those countries, how are you going to benefit? How are you going to benefit from that? Yes, dear listeners, we are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And today we are trying to unpack particularly where Namibia is standing in terms of foreign direct investment. And we are stated to be number one in Africa and second overall in terms of foreign direct investment. And we are moving up in terms of investment. And the question is, are we going to benefit from this investment? How are we going to benefit? Because the question is, what is in for us? And the political statement, you know, politics and economy, they go hand in hand. But if you only have a political power, but you don't understand how the game of the economy is working, you don't have an economic game plan, it's still going to be very difficult for you to reach your goals. Because here people understand Namibia is awake to say, this is our natural resources, this is investment, we are leading in the world in terms of foreign direct investment because people see that we have natural resources. Then what legal framework do we have which is protecting Namibians, which is allowing compulsory participation of Namibians? But if you are just making a political statement, but international lawyer can tell you that in terms of international law, this is what the agreement is saying, this is what you can get, and this is what tax I can pay for you, these are the machines which I'm bringing on the table, these are my technical skills which I have, and you can't just say go home. You can't just say go home because you also want something. Because ask yourself this question. Why, you know, it's just a very simple question to ask yourself. Why is our government has less than 5% in Rossing uranium mine, for example? You just ask a question like that. Why do we have that? You ask that to an international lawyer who specializes in mineral laws. We'll give you 20,000 reasons until you come to the point of having 3% in your mind, which is 100% in your country. And I want you to get time and read the Villager newspaper for today, particularly when it's coming to the relationship that Namibia have with international trade partners such as China. Look at what are we exporting. It's a very brilliant article written by Kanjengo. What are we exporting at 1%? We are exporting almost everything at the raw form to China. And China is we are importing almost everything from China at a finished product in 2025, 35 years after the independence of Namibia. And the question, what do you think, if you ask yourself this question, what do you think is going to be different in the next 20 years? Because you need a differentiation factor. We need an intervention which is becoming a differentiation factor between what happened previously, what you are doing now, and where we are going. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the time is going, and it's a high time that now, as Namibian, we stop thinking about just eating at the end of the month, but think about where is the source of food going to be in the next 10 years or 20 years. Because most of the things have plans until their retirement plan. Just ask anybody, I'm going to do this, what, and all these things, but by the time I'm 60, I will be what? If you really see somebody who think beyond 60 years, now just ask any Namibian, professional, working or student, say, no, I'm going to do this and this, this is my plan, but after 60 years, this is what? To me, that is short, it's a bit of short-sightedness, and also, we're not really enlightened enough to say you can have a long-term plan and you can also have a legacy. Because there are some people who are starting business to survive, but there are people who are starting business for generations. It happened the same with natural resources. You discover green hydrogen today, you want to eat tomorrow. You discover, diamond mines today, then you want to eat tomorrow. But when you are in the negotiation, you are rushing. Because why? You think about the output. But what is long term? What is long term objective of your agreement? Or just saying, no, Namibia, we need to eat, let's do this. So, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And we are looking at the intelligence report on foreign direct investment in Namibia, which shows that Namibia is moving up and is number one in Africa in terms of foreign direct investment. And the question is that, are this money going to benefit Namibian people, or how can Namibia get involvement into its natural resources? And it's also very important, like we're always saying, to say, work with us, follow Eagle FM Namibia, follow the Villager newspaper. And that is the only way that you can get access to economic intelligence and economic insight, and also develop the culture of reading, particularly economic report. Where is Africa standing? Where is your country standing? Where is your region standing? That is the only way that you are going to develop. Because when you look at, because the culture of reading is very important. The culture of reading, there is a difference between somebody who is a reader, particularly our leaders must be readers. Our leaders, they must understand what are the statistics saying. You cannot just stand up and speak, people are clapping hands, then after 2 years on the seat, especially our regional leaders, after 2 years on that position, people want to beat you up because what you said is not corresponding with statistics, it's also not corresponding with what is in the coffer. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. And it's always very important to get time, whether you are a business person or an ordinary person or a researcher, to get time and reflect and ask ourselves this question to say, where are we taking our country? Where are we going as a country? What can we do? What advice can we give each other? Because collaboration beat a lot of intelligence, because they say if you want to go fast, you must go alone. You can have an IQ of 145. Then you can think very fast, you can do things very fast, but you not achieve a successful project. But if all of us, we have IQ below 100 and we have a very good game plan, we are organized, we can go very far. We can build industries, because industries are built by collaborative people who sit on the table and say, no, let us not look at the money. Let us look at the long-term thing. Let us look at how we can invest in this sector. And also let us look at the nitty-gritty of the contract. And let us look at what can we get from these people. Let us look at the track records of these investors and companies. What did they do right and what did they do wrong in countries which where they were exploring and extracting resources? And let us put a legal framework, because in the world of civilization, battles are no more fought in the battlefield. Battles are found in boardrooms. Battles are found on the negotiation table. Battles are found, fought, with people wearing suits facing each other with a smile and diplomatic language. And in most cases, that is where we lose the battle. Because the war of civilization is no more the war of guns. It's a war of those who are prepared with research, prepared and understand the interests of their people, and also long-term thinkers. Because if we don't do what we are supposed to do, it's not going to work out. So, dear listener, thank you very much, and see you next time at Business and Economic Segment. Bye-bye for now, and I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Omtumwa, program.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the R.
Omudia, with the Kirokaguna, E. Matina, Omjo. Chicago Safasana, Longishifa, Yai, Shivitamoshiwana, E. Moyao, or Tango Botisamwene. Ana Gishifa, Yanamibia, Ombitombanawa, Orangika. Seithanina, Omeakudo, Nirandisoma, Yue, Yongishifa, Yokupitramo, Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe 20 memeha uka kombanga nena. Kara omkwashi pareki uimopo yo mo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma kodara heta tuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano o niyaji. Eagle FM.